ZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Robert F. Kennedy is a step closer to becoming Health and Human Services Secretary. A straight party-line vote by the Senate Finance Committee sent his nomination to the full Senate.
Last week, Louisiana Republican Senator and Dr. Bill Cassidy said he was struggling with RFK Jr.'s bid. Cassidy took to the Senate floor to explain his support for the nominee.
Mr. Kennedy and the administration reached out seeking to reassure me regarding their commitment to protecting the public health benefit of vaccination.
Cassidy said he's been assured Kennedy will consult with him as Kennedy staffs the Department of Health and Human Services. Stephen Portnoy, ABC News, Washington.
On another party-line vote, the Senate Intelligence Committee advanced Tulsi Gabbard's nomination as Director of National Intelligence to the full Senate. The Senate itself voted 77-23 to confirm Iraq veteran and former Congressman Doug Collins as Secretary of Veterans Affairs. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale.
A new projection by the Legislative Fiscal Bureau found that Wisconsin's state surplus is actually a bit larger than previously anticipated. The organization projects Wisconsin will finish the 2023-2025 budget with a surplus of $4.3 billion, and tax revenues will be nearly $900 million higher than expected in November. Wisconsin is in a unique position. There's over $4 billion in a budget surplus. Democratic Senator Kristen Dassler-Alfheim of Appleton said the state has a surplus not because there was an error in math, but because the state stopped funding programs that it used to.
Out of our pockets, we are funding referendum after referendum, and property taxes are going sky high. That's because that big surplus used to be funding these programs, and now we as taxpayers are making decisions to do it ourselves. If we want more police officers, perhaps we should be funding our municipalities at the level we used to so we can afford more officers.
Dassler-Alfheim made her comments at a legislative town hall meeting Monday night, co-sponsored by the League of Women Voters Appleton Fox Cities and the League of Women Voters of Winnebago County. An Amber Alert is issued for a 16-year-old girl who's 3 months pregnant from Beaver Dam. Sophia Franklin was last seen at her home Sunday night. Authorities think she's with 40-year-old Gary Day, who is the father of Sophia's unborn child. Police say they're in a 2014 black Buick LaCrosse with Arkansas plate BBR20L. See the story on our website, WISS.FM, for photos of Sophia, Day, and the car. From local news to what's going on around the state, Civic Media's mission is to bring you real news and great conversation. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96. 6.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
The Bucks lose in OKC. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks lost their fourth game in a row, this time in Oklahoma City against the Thunder. The final 125-96. Giannis, Damian Lillard, Brooke Lopez all sitting out with some injuries. That meant more playing time for backups like veteran Pat Connaughton.
I think for us tonight, we didn't do a great job of taking care of the basketball on offense, right? We didn't do a great job of keeping out of the lane on defense. You know, when you look back at the game that we played them in Las Vegas, we did a good job of making some of those twos hard.
College hoops, Marquette falls in the rankings to number 11 after losing to UConn at home over the weekend. They're at St. John tonight. The Badgers now rank 21st. They host Indiana tonight at the Kohl Center. NFL, at the Super Bowl opening night, Chiefs running back Isaiah Pacheco asked what's his favorite song they play at Arrowhead Stadium.
This is how we do it. This is how we do it. Yeah.
That's the Chiefs' Isaiah Pacheco. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anytime at the WISS website at WISS.FM.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. And a cloudy sky sticking around for tonight. Lows in the low teens. Snow developing for Wednesday. Even some freezing rain mixed at times. Accumulations less than an inch by Wednesday night. High near 30. Right now it's 13.
Mino and the Mayor.
Well, I think everybody's been there because he was sitting there for the longest time. So I just gave him a little beep and it was green.
Yeah.
I could see he was vaping. It was meant on his vaping thing. And then all of a sudden he rolls his window and gives me the bird. So I'm trying to get his attention. I can see that I'm giving him the finger too, but I couldn't get my window down.
And you wanted to make sure he could see it.
I was waving to him like, hey, hey. Yeah, exactly.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday morning, 6 till 9 on 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 and 96.5 WISS and the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
The argument from my former party has been, it's not the guns, it's mental health. Well, no worries, folks. Governor Evers has got you covered. He introduced a plan to put millions of dollars into mental health, particularly for young kids. And the Republicans in the chamber did not clap. If you can't be it for kids, then what the heck can you be for? Jeepers, criminy.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Earl Ingram.
On the next show, we'll be joined by Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson to talk about immigration in the city before talking with Dr. Robert Craig about the latest threats to our democracy.
The Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings at 9.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support WISS, the Valley's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Broadcasting live statewide from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. Now, a guy who gives edible undies as gifts just because they taste good, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back. Kicking off hour number 2 on this great Tuesday night in the state of Wisconsin, broadcasting live from beautiful downtown Green Bay. Winter Wonderland, Nikki, that's what we have here in Green Bay. It's white outside.
It's chilly out.
It's chilly. Terry from Wausau says, Mickey's monkey on the Google machine. He's in the 715, or she. I don't know what that means, Conrad. Is there a theme song we missed out on?
Maybe they're helping name the show.
Maybe Mickey, you meant to say
he may say Nikki's monkey, Mino and the Mayor and the Monkey. Mm-hmm. Well, those are fighting words, Terry.
Right.
I don't think Nikki likes it.
And I was very enthusiastic initially, like, oh yeah. Oh wait, huh?
I don't know about the monkey's theme song. I don't know.
Hey,
A for effort, though, Terry. If we're getting it wrong, please feel free to text back. But we need a nickname.
Thanks for playing.
Yeah, we need a nickname for Mickey when she joins Mino and the Mayor. Mino and the Mayor and the
Remember the show, Two Guys, a Girl, and a Pizza Place?
Yeah.
Like, that's what we need.
Yeah.
Like two bozos abroad in a morning show.
I think you just rebranded the show inadvertently.
TM, I got it. Registered trademark already.
Listen, let's get Todd on the horn. We'll run it by him.
He's probably already sleeping. He's
He'll make
go
a
to...
face, yep. And then we'll move on.
Yep.
All right, so we're going to do our quiz. This is our baseball and baseball movie quiz. Nikki comes from a baseball family. I come from a family that played baseball on the intramural level.
Yes.
We are moderate athletes at best, but I'm going to do my best. I do like movies. I've seen several baseball movies, although I will say it's been a long time since I've seen some of these. So I don't know. I might not get them.
And when we start talking about, like, I'm sort of nervous, right? Because
you
think you know.
Yeah.
And you know until you don't, or you know what I mean? Like, this could be embarrassing for one
I'm
of us.
I'm fully expecting to be completely verbally
depanced. I did not
make
it hard. It is not that hard.
All right, so whoever hits the bell first,
okay.
Is that how it works? It's like Family Feud?
For multiple choice, you both give your answers, and then whoever gets it right.
But what if we, so there's no, it's not like a speed round. If
no,
we just
no.
get it right,
there's,
we both get points.
There's definitely speed.
Okay.
Do you want to make it fun, Pete?
Well, I'm saying, do we?
This is not a gentleman's game.
We just shout
game.
Out the answer,
correct.
Right? Okay. All right. Fair enough. Nikki's getting competitive.
Yes.
The glasses are going on. The readers are on.
All right.
And all right. The bell is insignificant, correct?
Yes, but I will probably ring it just
if
because I'm enthusiastic.
Right. Wait, you have your questions. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, ready?
Yeah.
Yes, use your words.
For the role of Nuke in Bull Durham in 1988, who was cast?
Timothy Robbins.
Oh.
I didn't even read.
Well, who
I
needs
knew that
the
too.
Multiple choices?
Why am I ringing the bell? We just went over that. I know it was Tim Robbins. That's going to be the one question I would have known. All right, Nikki's ahead.
Are you sure it wasn't Bill Nye the Science Guy?
I am absolutely sure. Yep.
But how many points does she get?
All of
them. Just one.
Okay.
All right. I need a writing stick.
Nikki, a writing stick.
Right. Yeah. Yes, thank you.
I'm keeping score over here.
Oh, are you, Conrad?
I am.
Doesn't mean we double check. Okay. Nikki's got one. Okay.
All right. Continue.
Which famous baseball player's autographed ball was used?
Babe Ruth. Yep. The Sandlot.
You know what? I'm getting a call. I'm going to have to excuse myself.
Baby Ruth.
That's Caddyshack.
No, he calls it Baby Ruth, remember? Some girl signed it by the name of Ruth. Baby Ruth. Babe Ruth. All right.
All right. I got some ground to make up here. Okay.
All right. So what movie is this? When an accident miraculously gives a boy incredible, powerful, pitchy arm.
Thanks for
playing.
Did
I get that right?
You did.
Yes.
Schwabba, welcome to the
Look
game.
At me. Pulling a Zerjav, getting on the board there.
All right. So...
2-1, Nikki's up.
Yep. So, played by Jimmy Fallon in the movie Fever Pitch.
Oh, yep.
God, it was that first pitch. I couldn't think
go
of
ahead.
It.
Go ahead.
What was What was Ben's favorite team?
Boston Red Sox.
Yes.
Boom!
Okay, tie game. That's
Deuce. Fine. Deuce it up. That didn't sound right.
Okay.
I meant that to be like we're tied. Deuce,
you know,
love.
Deuce. Right. Oh,
I made this quiz as I thought you were giving it to Dickie, so this
Dickie,
is going to be...
Who's Dickie?
Did I say Nick. Dickie?
I thought you said Dickie.
I said Nikki.
I've been called
the mayor
a lot of things. Been called a lot of things.
That's okay.
So this one's going to be easy for you, though.
Oh. All right.
Well, why don't we...
She got off to a 2-0 lead. I think we're...
Yeah, okay.
You didn't even get to the multiple choices.
Yeah, right. So who plays Harry Doyle's, Bob Uecker's, partner in the booth? Hint, he was on Nightlight. Is it A, Rob Thomas... B, Skip Gripparis, C, Larry Sanders, or D, Bob Dylan?
B for boy, B, I win.
Why didn't you say it?
Because I'm a good host, Conrad. 3-2, Nikki's up. First, I thought you meant Bob Uecker, Harry Doyle.
No, his partner.
Yeah, okay. It's not the best color man in the business for nothing.
I was going to bring Miller Lite, but I didn't think that was...
Can you drink on the radio? Is that legal? I mean, I wouldn't.
Bob Uecker did. So.
True.
That was just in TV.
Well, Harry Doyle did.
Harry Doyle did.
As a fictional character, you can. Yeah, okay.
And I am the fictional character right now. All right, next question. I got a game to win here.
All right,
come on.
Take it easy, Dickie. All right, here we go.
Did you just call me Dickie, too? Jesus, it's not that hard.
It's a callback. I was trying to see if it stuck. It's not working.
Set up.
We'll go in a different direction.
Who was the great Bambino?
Babe Ruth.
Nikki got it first. Mm-hmm, 4-2.
Keep going. All right. You're a little slow, Conrad.
What year does The Sandlot take place?
Oh.
A, 1999.
No.
B, 1962. C, 1843. D, 2025.
B.
1962.
It's B.
Is that 1962?
Yes.
All I had to do was say the letter.
Correct.
I didn't remember the word. I'm losing a lot. Is it 4-2? Or?
It is. No,
it's 5-2.
5-2. Mm-hmm, 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 all right. Mm-hmm. The kidding around is pretty much over.
Too much talkie.
All right. In the Sandlot, when the boys go to the fair, what gets them sick? Is it
tobacco? Big Chief, the best.
It is. 6-2.
All right.
Here's the thing. At least I know these. I'm not as fast. I'm not getting them as quickly as you are, but most of these I know.
That's cute.
A couple of
them. Right. That's really cute.
In Fever Pitch, who throws out the first pitch on opening day that Ben and Lindsay attend?
Liza Minnelli.
It is A, Stephen King.
Oh.
B, Jimmy Fallon. C, Pete Schwabba. Hmm. Or D, Derrick Rose.
B.
It's A.
It's B.
Jimmy Fallon threw it out.
Did he? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No, no, no. Sorry.
He's being sarcastic.
Yeah.
Who's A again?
Stephen King.
Oh. Threw out the first pitch?
It was A, but...
It was,
you said
but
B.
It was at the actual game.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Pete said Jimmy Fallon, who
was in the movie,
who plays Ben.
Was kind of
Have you ever seen that movie?
Barely. I'm not a huge.
It was. I think it was a pretty funny movie.
I do too.
Yeah.
I think it was a Farrelly Brothers movie. I have no doubt it was funny. I'm not a huge Jimmy Fallon fan. I have to be honest.
Really?
So it is 7-2.
Okay, 7-2.
Yeah. I mean.
Wait, did you give her that point?
Yeah, because
you
I won
B.
it.
You said Jimmy
Fallon.
So
she got it by default?
No, I got it because it was right, and it was Stephen King.
Okay.
So Who wins the World Series in a league of their own? The Milwaukee Brewers, the Green Bay Rockers, the Racine Bells, or the Houston Texans?
The C.
We should both get that one. I did say
letters and numbers.
Okay. When I was in doubt, I charlied out. Okay,
all right, so we here's both the last one before.
Last one. Wow.
For all, maybe like this is Pete's no, then big we
go
comeback.
To the, then we go to the video.
Oh, and you get clips. 2 points for the clips.
Yes, I'm still on this.
And the last one of the clips, you get 7 points.
Oh.
Wow.
Yep.
Making it up as
there's
he goes.
Some
I
like
love
mathy
it.
Math going on here.
So who is the hit leader for the Brewers all time? Is it A, Ryan Braun, B, Prince Fielder, C, Robin Yount, or D, Bernie Brewer?
C.
It is.
Yes. That was Kip and Napoleon. Yes.
Yeah. But my lips hurt real bad.
My lips hurt real bad.
It is 8-4.
Ooh.
No.
Yeah.
When did he get a fourth point?
Just now, when I guessed the right
that
answer.
That was 3. That was to bring you to 3.
No, he got the League of Their Own point.
Oh, fine. Oh, that was cute. Okay.
Spot on.
That's nice.
I've never been more right.
All right.
Okay. We still have a couple. We can do like 2 clips.
And this is audio or?
Yes.
Okay.
Why only 2?
Before the break.
Oh, okay. It sounded so final. All right. Clip time.
So you get 2 points if you get it right.
All right.
Okay. So just shout it out when you know it. Here's the first one.
Here, Henry, you throw it.
Well, what's okay. The question?
Here goes.
We just have to guess the movie.
This is Rookie of the Year. This is Armin.
Yes. Yes, mm-hmm. It is.
Nikki's got 10. 10-4.
10-4.
I pretty much have to run the table.
Big stinking cheese. You know what always bothered me about that movie? As a mom, I don't know that I would just give my kid 3 tickets and send 3 young boys into Wrigley Field by themselves, unattended. Just
how
saying.
Old were they?
Young. 10, maybe.
Yeah, that's kind of young.
12? Anyway.
We used to, my mom and my aunt used to put us on the Irving Park bus on Ladies' Day at Wrigley. Tuesdays was Ladies' Day, so it would be my mom and my aunt. We had 5 kids. They had 4. And my buddy Billy Amato would go with us. So 10 kids. If you could carry a kid, you got it. That kid got in free. You could bring your own cooler. Like, that's when it was fun.
Yeah, absolutely.
We used to go down and watch batting practice, and we could move down to the good seats when the game started.
That's
before
amazing.
It became so crazy corporate.
Right,
you know?
Right.
Oh, that was fun.
Yeah.
And the Cubs are terrible. So.
Yeah.
Ah. All right. We have
kind of like
one
your
more.
Trivia ability.
I've got 4 points.
Sure.
It's nothing.
It's very respectable. Very respectable.
All right. 10-4.
You've lapped me. It's 10-4. Wow.
All right. Here's
is this the one that's worth 7 points?
No.
That's the last one.
No, this is oh, okay.
this here we go. Here's
okay.
Shut up, idiot. Moron!
Sam Bond. Sam.
Butt sniffer.
Who got that one?
Fart sniffer.
You did, Pete.
I didn't say the word right, but I said it first. I said Sandberg. All right, so that's 2. So I've got 6. All right, 10-6.
Oh, yeah.
We're in it to win it. Do we have time for another one?
No.
No. All right. So Nikki and I are taking the quiz. Nikki Zurjev is here, folks. And can you stick around just to solidify your win for one
yeah,
more segment?
Yeah, I can. Okay. Yeah, my championship lap.
Oh, man. 10-6. We'll see what happens. It's anybody's game at this point. When I say anybody's, I mean Nikki's. So come back. It's Pete Schwab and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
From Oshkosh to Nina, this is 98.3 WISS.
The 2025 draft is a few short weeks away. Experience it up close and personal with the help of Simple Life Hospitality. Homes are now available for booking, and locations are renting fast. Choose from homes to fit every budget and create unforgettable memories during this once-in-a-lifetime event. Enjoy exceptional concierge services while you visit the Cathedral of Stadiums. And don't forget, Simple Life Hospitality gift certificates make the perfect surprise. Book now at SimpleLifeRentals.com and make your draft experience unforgettable.
Hey, it's Amanda with your new WISCO 411, and I know it's only been a week, but you get to see the guys out and about in the real world once again. This Thursday, Mino and the Mayor will be broadcasting on location at Vintage Rose Bakery and Sandwich Shop. Stop by, say hi to the guys, and meet the owners, Adam and Kim, and enjoy some absolute deliciousness baked from scratch with love. We got a great lineup of guests for you, and you never know what's going to happen when Mino and the Mayor are live on location at Vintage Rose and De Pere this Thursday from 6 till 9 a.m.
Hey, it's John Mino.
And Jim Schmidt from Mino and the Mayor.
Want to stay in the loop with all things Northeast Wisconsin? Sign up for the WISS weekly newsletter.
Get the latest local stories, updates on the weather, and a special feature from our Mino and the Mayor podcast.
It's your one-stop shop for real news and great conversation in Northeast Wisconsin.
Log on to WISS.FM today and get signed up.
Real news, great conversation. Get signed up today at WISS.FM/newsletter.
Let's get back to live music in the lair with Kaylin Cole. The next song you have for us tonight is called 1103. Yes. Is that a time or a flight number?
Oh, that's actually really good. That's a good idea. I think I might have to write another song with that. You'll get 50%.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at maxincradio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Maggie Dawn Show.
All right, so Steady Eddie is chiming in a little earlier tonight, which is great. He's in the 608. He says, Pete, possible name for radio show, Morning Light with Miss Nikki and those other two guys.
Yes, I like that. I like Steady Eddie.
Steady Eddie's great. He says, favorite Cheers character? Don't remember his name, but it's that one guy who says a lot of dumb stuff.
I think his name.
Coach or Woody?
Woody.
It's got to be Woody.
How about Woody's one-hit wonder?
How do you not know Woody, Eddie?
Woody and his song, Kelly.
Kelly. Yeah, Woody ended up on the Boston City Council somehow. Like, I doubt that. That was their version of jumping the shark, I think.
He is not a Mensa card member, not a card-carrying member.
But what a career. How you parlay that role into he's a mega movie star who gets the coolest roles ever.
Right.
People just love that guy, I think. Great text. Thank you, Steady Eddie. Tomorrow night on the show, KP Anderson will be here. He was the executive producer of The Soup, and he's a TV writer. Very excited to talk to KP. And then comedian, Conrad, Ben Katzner will be here. He's performing in Green Bay this Saturday night. Minneapolis comedian will be joining us tomorrow in the second hour. So that's tomorrow. We have Nikki Zerjav. We have her for a few more minutes, and I'm getting waxed, basically, in this quiz. You're up 10-6.
You can come back.
There's still time? Okay.
Yeah. Sure. Allegedly.
All right. The kidding around is pretty much over.
Yep.
Let's get back to the quiz. Nikki's up 10-6. It's
buckle
a baseball
down.
Movie quiz.
Buckle down. Buckle
guess,
down.
Guess the clip. Guess this.
We're going to win. We're going to win.
You're going to win. You're going
to win. You stink. You're going to win. You're a league of their own?
Oh, the kid in the back of the box.
Got him.
And all of
let him tank.
It's okay.
It's 10-8, ladies and gentlemen. Schwab back within striking distance.
All right.
All right.
I'm a little disappointed in myself. On that one.
Next clip.
I waited for you to guess because I wasn't 100% sure, but
don't
I thought
be a
if
gentleman
I guessed
here.
After you.
Don't be a gentleman.
I was being kind of a weasel, actually. I was trying to piggyback into that one. All right.
The thing is, I am a Red Sox fan.
Beaver pitch.
No, I'm like a big, big no. Red Sox.
The minute I heard
Yep.
That was pretty easy because I
time to
left
take
in
a
the,
sip of water.
I'm beat. A Red Sox fan.
All right, 12-8. Yep. I need this. This is the last one, right?
There's three left.
Oh, three left. Okay.
All right, here's
plenty
the next
time.
One.
What are you doing out here? I'm cruising, man.
I want you to throw the next one at the
bull
mascot.
Durham.
Why? I'm finally throwing it where I want to throw it.
Just throw it at the bull, huh?
14-8.
What now did they I give need... Millie for a wedding gift? The meeting on the mound.
I don't remember that much. Honestly, I don't.
Candlesticks.
That's Bull Durham.
Yeah.
Millie is Susan Sarandon.
No.
Oh, no.
Millie's the hussy. Look at it. Oh, it all.
Nice
that.
Callback.
Right.
I love my favorite line in that movie is when Tim Robbins is like, barely tolerating the conversation. It's Susan Sarandon and Kevin Costner and Tim Robbins, and he's like trying to be interested in the conversation. He goes, "So somebody gonna go to bed with somebody here or what?" Like,
that's baseball.
He didn't even care.
Like, hey, what? Yada yada. Pardon you.
Sheesh. I apologize. All right, Conrad, I need both of these. I need. There's two left.
So this one's worth two, and then the last one's
worth
seven.
And the granddaddy. All right. Hold on.
Yeah.
I'm ready.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't want to.
You're going to need a lot more water, Schwabba.
I'm going to need more water.
Here we go.
Okay.
Well, guys, two more laps. You're dragging ass. Jesus. Buttermaker.
Ah, bad news bears.
Glad I caught you.
Boom, boom.
Felt like you got off on the wrong foot last week.
That's what I thought it might be, but I didn't know that was part of the...
That was in my pile to choose from, too.
Was it really?
Yeah. It was way on the bottom. You can't,
16
like...
16-8.
Wow.
I can't win.
Nope.
Even if I get the final question,
but
we're
let's
seven.
Play, because yep. I mean, Con worked really hard on all of this.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You are a worthy adversary, Nikki. I don't think I am, but you've done very well. I should have known that bad.
You should have. I thought you were going to get it.
I didn't really look at the... Not that that would have mattered. Well done.
All right, here's the last one.
If you need me, I'll be in the refrigerator.
No doubt.
Hi, guys. I'm Richie. We know who you are.
Sandlot.
What? No chopper? My dad hardly ever lets me take the helicopter to school.
Bad news bears.
So what are you doing here? Well, I was wondering if maybe I can play with you guys.
Play?
No, I don't think this is such a great idea. Okay. All
right. Okay. Basketball.
Not! Come on.
Rookie of the year?
Forget it. You probably couldn't even hit a beach ball.
No. I hit off
Major
you.
Major League.
No.
Ooh. Angels in the outfield.
You think you're so hot. Put your money where your mouth is.
You mean bet?
Yeah. Pitch?
Five says she puts you away.
Bad
Five?
News bears, too.
How about 10? No. Okay. Seems a little steep, but 10,000 it is.
No. Not 10,000. $10.
Oh, $10. Okay.
Oh, this guy.
McDonald's with his money.
Man.
What?
Dust.
Is
no
this
problem. Gun? Mr. Fancy Pants over there's going down.
Master Richie, I do think it unseemly in the extreme for you to take these children's money.
Hey, what are you doing? Asking the old guy for batting tips?
It's a touchdown, Master Richie.
Burn it in!
The natural.
Burn it in.
No.
No?
Only.
Ah! Yes! Master
Richie! Yes.
Who is it?
Yes. This is not.
Yes. Yes.
Man, my lunch money.
All right, we give.
Lucky swing, I guess. Listen, I was wondering if
like
baby Gus can come
though.
Over to my house.
Pee-wee, give him the money.
I don't want your money.
I said take it. You don't belong here.
No idea. Who is it?
Wow. Remember I said that the last one is going to have, it's not a baseball movie per se, but it has a, like this scene.
Okay, so
that
what
was
what
terrible.
Was
and you clearly only told Pete.
What was it?
And is that Macaulay Culkin?
It is. It
so
is.
So do. Oh, is that from what? My Girl?
No.
Home Alone 2? 3.
No.
What was the movie?
It's Richie Rich.
Because it even says Richie Rich in the clip.
It does. That's what I thought you
were Master Richie.
Oh.
That was terrible, Conrad. You did such a good job that entire time.
I thought you guys would get that one.
I kind of killed the party.
Huh. No, I get 7 points.
Good job, Conrad. Thank you for putting that together.
That was
kind
fun.
Of a lot of homework he had today. So thank you,
Richie
for,
Rich.
And you crushed me. Thank you.
Good
you
job,
did,
buddy.
You did very well.
Good job, buddy.
Nikki Barefoot Zerjav. We'll come up with a good nickname because something's gotta get
No Socks Zerjav.
No. Sure, that works. Until next time, my friend. Thank you very much. We'll be back with Treasure Hunter, Bill Blackwell, with a name like Blackwell.
You know it's gotta be good.
Your first name has to be Bill. Sure. All right, Peach Wobba Nightlight, coming right back.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home of Mino and the Mayor.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
93.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa.
While most of the Fox Valley has minimal snow cover, there are plenty of areas in northern Wisconsin with enough snow for snowmobiling. But before you jump on your machine and get ready to make a day of it, Melissa Kay has some advice.
The Department of Natural Resources reminds snowmobilers to stay sober on the trails this season and be aware of unsafe ice. Two of the most common reasons for off-highway vehicle crashes around the holidays are weak ice and operating the vehicle while under the influence of drugs or alcohol. Both factors can be mitigated through planning and smart decision-making. Often when alcohol is involved in a crash, it is the main contributing factor and can lead to tragedy. Make a plan to get home safely by riding sober. Not only is it illegal to operate under the influence of drugs or alcohol, it also puts you, your passengers, and other recreators at risk. Wisconsin has seen several alcohol-related crash deaths so far in 2024. Also monitor ice conditions by asking the local experts, including outfitters, bait shops, and fishing clubs. Remember that the DNR does not monitor ice conditions. Be aware that there are many factors that determine ice quality, as outlined in the DNR's ice safety pamphlet. Be prepared. Float coats, life jackets, and rescue ropes can be lifesavers. Visit the DNR's ice safety webpage for more information on staying safe on the ice and refer to the Wisconsin Snowmobile Regulations for operational restrictions, safety tips, and more.
A 36-year-old Bondwell man was killed in a snowmobile accident Friday night in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. Ontonagon County Sheriff's officials say EMS and first responders tried life-saving measures but could not save the man. Officials say the crash is under investigation, but speed and alcohol appear to be factors in the accident. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The 2025 Grammys are in the books, and the big news of the night was that Beyoncé, no last name, won Album of the Year for her country-themed album, Cowboy Carter. Beyoncé drew 11 nominations, which gave her 99 all-time, and also made her the most nominated Grammy artist ever. Mrs. No Last Name also won Best Country Music Album of the Year. Kendrick Lamar won Song and Record of the Year for Not Like Us. Chappell Roan won Best New Artist. Brandi Carpenter won Best Pop Vocal of the Year for Short and Sweet. Best Rap Album went to Doechii for Alligator Bites Never Heal. Other big talking points from the 67th Grammys, a moving tribute to L.A. firefighters who presented the last award of the night. And Taylor Swift did not win one single award. You have to wonder if Travis Kelce will still dig her in the big way. She'll be back. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels, and a cloudy sky sticking around for tonight. Lows in the low teens. Snow developing for Wednesday. Even some freezing rain mixed at times. Accumulations less than an inch by Wednesday night. High near 30. Right now it's 13.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
The argument from my former party has been, it's not the guns, it's mental health. Well, no worries, folks. Governor Evers has got you covered. He introduced a plan to put millions of dollars into mental health, particularly for young kids. And the Republicans in the chamber did not clap. If you can't be for kids, then what the heck can you be for? Jeepers, criminy.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Maggie Dawn.
Hey, did you know politicians think about what they're going to make for their Super Bowl parties just like we do? Tomorrow at 3 o'clock, I'm joined by State Senator Melissa Radcliffe. We talk Super Bowl and some politics. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Song you need for the home stretch. Fantastic. Conrad, I'm sending you a picture that if you can post it to the chat when we have our next guest on, that would be great. That was fun. Thank you, Nikki Zirjev. Always fun when Nikki is in the studio. Right now, it hit me the other day. We've been on the air for about, 14 months now, thereabout, and we have not had a treasure hunter on the show. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'm proud to say that changes right now. It is my pleasure to welcome to Nightlight for the first time treasure hunter Bill Blackwell. Bill, how are you?
Fabulous, Pete. Thanks for having me on. It's so nice to talk to you.
You too, buddy. Listen, here's been my joke the last couple days. With a last name like Blackwell, you have to be a treasure hunter. Does that work?
Well, listen, I never thought so, but about 8 years ago, my entire life changed, and part of it is because of you.
Really?
Just a quick story. I know we don't have much time. Your movie Godfather Green Bay came out when? When did it first come out?
2007 maybe. It was in Blockbuster.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, so 2007, 2008, I was in Blockbuster in L.A.
Oh, my gosh.
And my wife, Angela Black, and I, we were living there. And I went into Blockbuster, and there was your DVD. And it was in a bin with a bunch of other things. And I picked it up, like $5. And I brought it home because my wife is from Wisconsin, born there, and I turned, put it in, and within 10 minutes I'm howling, and I, I'm telling my wife, you got to watch this. This is great. So as a result of that, blah blah blah, she contacted you, got a hold of you, I forget how, and we connected with you, and as a result of that, you got me involved with Bob Brown, who is a director, producer, Bonneville, and just, made another movie, Grounded.
Great guy.
And, and so during this period of time, I was out. I'd been introduced to treasure hunting by Robert Kesselring, my mentor. But for him, I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing. And I said, this would make a great documentary. And Bob Brown and Robert May became the producers and directors of it, and it all funneled through you. So all the gold I find is because of you. So a finder's fee is coming your way.
I would hope I would get a taste or something here. Come on, Bill. It's so funny. I've known you for so long now. I had totally forgotten how I met you until you just told that story. I remember getting Facebook messages from Angela. And she's like, my husband loves this movie. And by the third or fourth message, I was like, wow, I guess they really love the movie. I got a message back, and now we're friends. And I think that's awesome. So thank you for renting.
Yeah. Well, I tell you, we had a 28-day shoot, Lust for Gold, A Race Against Time. It's airing on Apple TV right now. And the connections basically all came through you. So thank you very much.
Well, thank you for the trip down memory lane. I had totally forgotten about that. So, Bill, all right, let's jump into what you do. I find this fascinating, and I have to say I don't know any treasure hunters, I don't think, other than you. So how did you get into this? I know that we'll talk about the movie Lust for Gold, but you were treasure hunting before the movie. Where did this love of this hobby start?
Well, as you know, I was an entertainment attorney in L.A. for over 30 years.
Yeah.
My father, when my parents separated, he moved to Scottsdale, Arizona, which is outside 20-plus miles from the Superstition Mountains, which, if anybody knows about that, the most famous lost mine in the world is the Lost Dutchman Gold Mine in the Superstition Mountains. So when I would go over to see my dad in the summertime, on vacation, he would take me out, and he would tell me the legend, the lore of, the Lost Dutchman, the Peralta Miners, all the stuff that was going on out there. And, of course, as a 10-year-old, you think, well, I'm kicking over rocks. I'm going to find gold. So I just had this, in the background, I'm always looking on the Internet. Let's see who think they found the mine, this and that. And 9 years ago, I was just surfing, and I come across this five-part summary from Robert Kesselring, and it's got pictures and charts and this and that, and I'm going, this guy's on this, and he's a missile scientist, he's not an idiot, and at the very end he says, I'm looking for an attorney to do some pro bono work for me to try and get digging permits, and I emailed him back, and I go, I'm your guy, I got some time, I got some money, and I know about this. Now, I didn't know if he'd ever respond, and he did, and so that's how I got into this, And it, you know, had I not seen that article, I probably would not have been into this, because you need to be involved with people that know about this if you don't know anything about it. And I've learned a lot over the last 9 years, and I've seen a lot over the last 9 years, and I've found a lot of stuff over the last 9 years. So it's spectacular out there in the Superstition Mountains.
It's so great. Like, you leave entertainment law, and then you have this, most people have a hobby of some sort, but treasure hunting is like a big, that's a huge undertaking. Let me ask you this, Bill. What defines a treasure? What are you looking for, something specific when you go out there, or are you kind of like, all right, tell me, please.
Yes. So we hunt for gold bullion bars and or coins. There are a lot of mines out there that if you want to go in and spend the time chipping away at rock and this and that, as prospectors do, that's fine. But this is like, you know, Mel Fisher found the Atosha. It took him 15 years to find the Atosha off the Florida coast. He was looking for solid gold objects, and that's what we look for, gold bullion. And there's a lot of it out there. The extraction teams never got back to get it when the Spanish were coming through and doing all the mining and everything starting in the early 1600s.
Wow. So you know where it is, you just haven't been able to get to it yet, or you have an idea of what region it's in?
Oh, no. Oh, yeah, no. So with regards, we know where a lot of it is, because there's things called scanners, and you scan the ground, and it shows you exactly what's down below the ground. So that's what the documentary is all about. For the last 4 years, I have been working on a Spanish treasure vault that I found. That's part a vault, part a burial tomb, and within 30 yards of that are three other treasures, which we've scanned and I've metal detected. And so now it's taken me 4 years to get down to where I am now using a hammer drill to break through. The Spanish would use what was called caliche. They'd make cement. So it's like the last line of defense. They'd cement everything up.
Wow.
And it's like, you know, it's like hammering through granite. So, it's spectacular out there.
So when you find this stuff, Bill, let's say you get through the cement and you find gold bullion.
Yeah.
Do you just get to keep it because you found it? Or is that something you have to go through a government agency or something to register? I don't know. How does that work?
Yeah. Okay. So there are two areas where the documentary took place was called the wilderness area. And the government basically says anything you find in the wilderness area belongs to the government. Well, there were some guys out there prior to us doing the documentary that had found some gold bars and then got arrested and they went to prison. And I called up the federal prosecutor and I said, hey, we're doing this documentary. I don't need any problems with the government because we were expecting to bring up some gold bars. And some things happened, but that's another story. And he said, Mr. Blackwell, he says, I don't care what you bring out of the Superstition, you bring anything out. But if it's treasure trove, then you have to let the IRS know, you have to pay treasure trove tax, which is 50%.
Ooh.
He says, those guys went to prison for tax evasion. They didn't go to jail for digging a hole in the ground and bringing out gold. He says, I wish I was going out there with you. So that takes care of that. On the other side, there's Arizona State Trust land out there where you can file a claim, and Arizona takes 5% of whatever you find. You got to file a bond. It costs like $3,000, and they want you to clean up any mess or anything like that. So that's how the two things work. So a lot of people are scared of the government, and you'll hear people, you can't dig out there in the Superstitions, but that's not true. You can. If you find something, you just got to pay the tax on it.
My guest is Bill Blackwell. He is a retired entertainment lawyer who has the most cool hobby ever, and he is a treasure hunter now. There's a picture of Bill on the stream, if you're watching on the stream, in full garb there. Bill, how did you find out where to go? Are you a history buff or is it word of mouth? How did that happen?
Well, when I connected with Robert, Kesselring, he had written a book. Anybody interested in looking for treasure and the superstitions or just a history about the Spanish finding gold, his book is called Reading Peralta Maps, Reading Peralta Maps, Volume 1 and 2. You can get it on Amazon. So when I hooked up with Robert, he took me out to some sites, okay?
Yeah.
And I started meeting people, okay? And he took me to this one site, and we met the guy that had gone in there and had found skeletons and had seen gold bars and had gotten covered over by a massive flood and everything. I was whacking away some brush one afternoon, and here was a linchpin that was holding up this big boulder, which means if you were standing in front of that, this was, you know, the Spanish did this because they would booby trap stuff. The vault that I'm at right now is totally booby trapped, and it's like Goonies. So anyway, we pulled that linchpin, and that big boulder rolled down, and underneath that boulder was this etched map, treasure map, etched in the granite, and Robert knew how to read that. And as a result of him looking at that and reading it, it took us to the site that we're on now, where I've been digging for 4 years. It's just fascinating stuff. So it's just when you get out there and you have to know someone that knows kind of the area to go to. So that's how I got involved in getting to the areas that we're at. I just happened to know people, meeting that's people that knew where things were.
Fascinating. Got a couple more questions for you, Bill. Okay.
Sure.
In an article you shared, someone did a write-up on you. It was very well done. You referred to one treasure as the Holy Grail. How many Holy Grails are out there when it comes to, aside from gold, do you know anything else there that would interest you or that you'd like to find? Is there something missing in that region or somewhere in America or North America that you want to find?
No, the Holy Grail that I referred to is the Lost Dutchman gold mine. Okay,
yeah.
Everybody's looking for it. We think we know. If I don't know which picture, did you put up two pictures on the screen?
Yeah, we put
or
up
just
the,
one.
We put up the one you sent where there were all these characters etched in a rock. It looked like in Arizona. It's kind of a red rock. You shared it with me in text yesterday. Can you see the stream right now? We can put it back up.
I don't. I sent two in today, one where I'm sitting on a rock where there's a face behind me, a big boulder face.
Oh, there it is. Yep. Okay. We got that up now.
Okay. Okay. The thing I sent you yesterday with that face, that the card face, is that what you had up as well?
Yeah, it looked like there were little etchings into the rock, like
Yeah, that's a face. That was sitting 7 feet away from the entrance of where I'm digging. But the other one that I sent you with the boulder in the background, that's a face on there.
One of the clues
to the Lost Dutchman gold mine was if you find the face in the rock, it points to my mind. Well, to the right of me, which is out of frame, which you can't see, is a pointer rock. So what that canyon, Robert flew over it with a plane, took photographs and everything, and found a mine and the remnants of a house, because one of the clues was a house that next to the mine. And so we're pretty sure we know where one of his mines were. We don't know if it's the main one or whatever, because unless you take a sample of gold and assay it, and there's a known quantity of gold that he brought out that a person made into a matchbox, they can figure out whether that gold comes from the same ore. And so unless that's done, no one's ever going to, be able to determine whether or not it's the Lost Dutchman, because he never filed a claim. But that's just a reference.
That's
that face being out there that I found was pretty cool. That's been sitting
Very
there for
cool.
400 years.
That's amazing. I'll plug the movie, Bill, after we come back from a break. But thank you so much for your time. Good luck out there, and cut me in for half if you can, will you?
Okay.
All right, buddy.
All
thanks
right.
so much.
All right.
That's
thanks.
Bill
thank
Blackwell.
You.
You're welcome. That's a treasure hunter, Bill Blackwell, our first treasure hunter on Nightlight. I'll tell you where you can see the movie. Coming up next is Nightlight with Pete Schwab on the Civic Media Radio Network.
And picket signs. Don't punish me with brutality.
Welcome to the Fox Valley's Real News and Great Conversation, WISS.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Donald Trump is president again, and Democrats need to take a new approach to combat this presidency. Part of that is recognizing the realignment of how we arrived here. In last year's election, one thing Trump did successfully was turn out people who might not otherwise vote. In Wisconsin, he increased his vote share in all 72 counties en route to the largest popular vote total in state history. How did he do this? Well, as I see it, there are two factions of Republicans. One is the more traditional country club Republicans. The other is the newer group, what I'm calling the pro-wrestling Republicans. In my latest column, I wrote about how Donald Trump transformed the party by prioritizing the pro-wrestling Republicans, and why recognizing this new reality is critical to Democrats' ability to grab a steel chair of their own and fight back. Subscribe and read it now at the Recombobulation Area.
Keeping you connected to your local community with real news and great conversation. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
If you've never stayed overnight on a dairy farm, would you consider it? The Wisconsin Agricultural Tourism Association hopes you will and is working to position the state as the nation's agricultural tourism destination.
How can we grow agricultural tourism in the state of Wisconsin? Because all of our neighbors are embracing this and they're supporting agricultural tourism because they know it's an economic engine and it makes a huge impact for every taxpayer in our state.
Sheila Everhart is with the association and says from gathering eggs to corn mazes, ag tourism is on the rise. And overnight farm visits kick off as part of the NFL draft in Green Bay. Want to learn more, volunteer, or try your own ag trip? Go to WIAgTourism.com. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home of Mino and the Mayor.
Hey, this is John Legend, and you're listening to Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Gonna be some sweet sounds coming down.
JB Thompson, the guy behind the guy, checks in on the stream and says, Pete Schwabba, the guy that is the guy. Thank you, JB. I don't know. I just got trounced in a quiz, so I needed that. I don't know where that comes from, JB, but I'll take it. I'll take the love. Thank you, sir. Thanks for listening, and thank you again for introducing us to so many great guests. The name of the documentary that Bill was speaking of is called Lust for Gold, A Race Against Time. My friend, one of my good friends, Bob Brown, is one of the producers. Bob also made a film called Escanaba in the Moonlight, and he is one of the producers of Bill's documentary, or Bill is one of the players on the show. It's on Apple TV. Highly recommend it. I watched it a couple of years ago, and it came out, and I'm just fascinated by the whole treasure thing. And it's interesting that Bill is just talking freely about where it is. I feel like some ne'er-do-wells could beat him to the punch, but I'm sure Bill's got all the tools, and it's a little more complicated than that. But great stuff. Thank you, Bill. Thank you for thank you, Nikki Zerjev, for being on the show. Thank you to Bill Blackwell, and thank you for all your texts. Our question tonight was, who's your favorite Cheers character? And I think we pretty much covered everyone except Cliff, but that's appropriate because no one likes Cliff. So thank you for all your texts and calls as well. We've got some great guests coming up. Tomorrow night, KP Anderson will be on the show. KP was the executive producer of The Soup, and he is a TV writer, and he is in New York. He's got several shows in development. Excited to talk to KP. Tomorrow night also we'll have Ben Katzner on the show. He's a Minneapolis-based comedian who's performing in Green Bay this weekend. So we'll have Ben on the show. And then how about this lineup on Thursday? You ready for this, Conrad?
I'm ready.
Mary Mack. The hilarious Mary Mack will be here to give the popcorn pick of the week at 6:35. She's so much fun. I can't wait to talk to Mary again. And then Music Act, 7,000 apart in the second hour. That's like four shows worth of stuff. All in an hour and a half. I'm taking out the opening I do. So really fun week. Rich Locasio's here on Friday and Terry Barr for Barr Band Friday night. I want to talk a little bit about Emilia Perez. I watched it in two sittings. This film has 13 Oscar nominations. And when you read about it, it really caught my attention when I read the log line. A drug cartel leader with gender issues wants to have a sex change operation, basically. And I was like, oh my gosh, I got to see this. That part of it is really interesting, that this person wants to go into hiding and feel like just wants to be the woman he's always wanted to be, basically. The interesting part of the film to me, I didn't love it, but the interesting part of the film was that that person who was a brutal murderer, even though he's this woman now who wanted to escape, is still kind of the same person. And it was fascinating. And he hires Zoe Saldana as legal representation to set up the surgery, get his kids taken care of with his wife. His wife is played by Selena Gomez. And he's just going to disappear, fake his own death. Well, then he decides he doesn't want his kids. He doesn't want to be without his kids. So he reappears in their life as their aunt. There's some really, really cool moments in the film. I understand why voters might have liked it, but here's the interesting thing about it. It got a 73% on Rotten Tomatoes, and that's not science. That's, you know, sort of just a casual way to gauge something, but it was fresh on Rotten Tomatoes. When it comes to audiences, 18% of people liked it. It's not a great movie. It's an interesting concept, but it's, I left this out. It's also a musical. There's singing throughout. It's very bizarre. I'd be real interested to know what people thought about Amelia Perez. 13 nominations. I think the record, I thought it was 14. Maybe it's 13, though, and they tied the record. I'm not sure. But and not, now there's a controversy because the lead actress, they found some old Twitter tweets, and she said some not-so-nice things about people from the Middle East. So that'll be interesting to see if that affects her bid for Best Actress. Zoe Saldana's nominated for Best Supporting Actress. An interesting movie and a good swing. I just didn't think it was that great of a movie. It took me two sittings to get through it. So there you go. Conrad, what have you seen? You got a ways to go, right? You've seen like one film, two?
Let's see, actually. I said last week that I was going to watch Conclave, and I still haven't got to it yet. I'm binging a show right now, and I still haven't finished it.
Didn't you see Dune 2?
I saw Dune 1. I didn't see Dune 2. It does take me a lot to be like, okay, this is like a three-hour movie. I got to sit down to watch this
whole
thing.
Was Dune 3 hours? Yeah, I guess it was pretty long. I liked it. It was good. I don't think it's going to win Best Picture.
But I'm not usually excited about a podcast coming out. But Josh Radnor, who plays Ted Mosby, you know, I Met Your Mother, is making a podcast called How I Met Your Mother Was Made.
Okay.
And I actually, because it's him and then the co-creator of How I Met Your Mother. So I think that's going to be really cool and you know a lot of insights behind
it. I do think the world needs more podcasts.
Right?
No question about that.
No, I'm never really excited about another podcast, but I think this is going to be cool for How I Met Your Mother.
No, it's totally cool that these things exist for people that want to do a deep dive into something they really liked. Like that Cheers podcast we were talking about, where everybody knows your name, hosted by Ted Danson and Woody Harrelson. That's great. All right, we got to get out of here. So much fun tonight. Thanks, folks. Thanks for being part of Nightlight. As always, we'll be back to do it again all tomorrow. On behalf of the lovable producer, Conrad, I'm Pete Schwabba saying goodnight, Wisconsin.
This is the Fox Valley's Real News and Great Conversation, WISS.
Jane Matinere and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Trump's executive orders and tariffs. What is that doing to Wisconsin farmers? Darren Von Ruden joins us. Don't miss it.
Matinere on air, weekday mornings at 10. Mino and the Mayor.
You know, you're sore when you start working out after you haven't worked. Okay, so no big deal.
Did you stretch before you worked out?
Yeah, big time.
You did not. Yeah, see, that's... Okay, so stretch before and after.
And really, your stretch before and after should equal the time you work out.
Okay, hey, Dad.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday mornings 6 till 9 on 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 and 96.5 WISS. And the Civic Media app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is WISS Berlin Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. President Trump's plan for the Gaza Strip.
The U.S. will take over the Gaza Strip. And we will do a job with it, too.
The president speaking after a sit-down with Israel's leader, proposing a U.S. takeover of the Gaza Strip.
We'll own it and be responsible for dismantling all of the dangerous unexploded bombs and other weapons on the site, level the site and get rid of the destroyed buildings, level it out, create an economic development.
He also proposes resettling the 2 million people who live there. The Senate confirmed the nominations of Pam Bondi as Attorney General and former Iraq veteran and former Congressman Doug Collins as Veterans Affairs Secretary. At age 20, he became spiritual leader of the world's Ismaili Muslims. His foundation announced the death of Karim al-Husseini, the fourth Aga Khan. He became Aga Khan in 1957. Karim al-Husseini, the fourth Aga Khan, was 88. This is ABC News. Music streaming.